I had been working on networking, and when I started, my thought was that, you know, cutting one's eye teeth involved thinking through how you would deal with a real engineering problem. And so I was thinking about, if you were going to build a computer net, what would it look like? What are the issues you'd have to deal with, whether it's error control or flow control or buffer management or routing, or whatever the issues were. And I wrote a whole series of memoranda on those subjects. Unbeknownst to me was what DARPA was planning. I had not even been aware of DARPA until I joined BBN. Turns out they had been funding Project Mac at MIT. Now, I knew about Project Mac, but I wasn't as trained on tracking where the funding was coming from as I later became. But at BBN, I knew that there was some DARPA support for some of the work that they were doing, and very likely some of that DARPA support was helping me do some of the research, although I never quite understood how they accounted for things. Probably either, you know, on overhead or directly charged to that project. And at one point, Jerry Elkind came in and said, you know, the folks at DARPA are very interested in building a network to link their researchers, and they might, you know, like to know about some of the stuff you're doing. Why don't you send them a letter, you know, and just sort of describe, introduce yourself, tell them what you're doing, which I did. I think I wrote it to Larry Roberts, who had just gotten hired at DARPA from Lincoln Labs. Bob Taylor talks about that story all the time and what he writes. Bob, at the time, was running the office. And he just hired Larry to become sort of the ARPANET program manager because they were trying to get a network going. And introduced myself, told them I had been working on networking for, you know, a while, thought they might be interested in some of it, be happy to come and chat with them. I had no idea that what was about to happen was that Taylor calls me on the phone and says, you know, why don't you come on down and visit? I'd like to, you know, get to meet you, chat with you. And so we did, and I got to meet Larry and Bob and those guys as a result of that. And, you know, shared with them what I had been doing, and lo and behold, you know, within a year at that time, they had worked up a whole package to get people to bid on building this network for them. And when the RFQ, the request for quotations, came out, they pretty much thought they had specified what they wanted. It was general, you know, like, deliver packets in a fraction of a second, they're going to have these little nodes, they're going to be linked together with 50 kilobytes, that sort of stuff was all prepackaged. But what they didn't describe was how to build the actual network itself. So these were kind of architectural decisions that they had made at a very structural level. When the package showed up at BBN, I remember one of the people, Joe Markowitz, walked into my office and this just arrived. You know, Jerry said you were going to be looking for it, and I took a look at it, and they were laying out something that looked like I almost knew what to do. I had never built anything like that before, but I mean, I looked at it and I knew how to think about it inside and out. And one of the people from Lincoln Labs that they hired was a gentleman named Frank Hart. He had been one of the fellow who took over Jordan Baruch's responsibilities. Frank worked for Jerry Elkind as well. So Frank showed up in my office one day and said, you know, I understand you've been thinking about networking. I said, who are you? Frank Hart, you know. We ended up starting a dialogue on possibility of working together on this. And, you know, I told him, happy to share what I knew. It didn't occur to me at that time that I would actually get involved in building the network. I mean, we were sufficiently far down, I was thinking about winding up my tenure there and going back to MIT. And he said, look, he said, if you're willing to help us, he says, I'd like to put a proposal in on this thing, and we're gonna build it. And so I thought, well, that's a great idea. Actually, turn those ideas into a real proposal for an actual system, I thought that might be good. So I actually wrote the technical part of the proposal. I didn't package all of it because a lot of it had to do with striking the deals with Honeywell to buy the computers and, you know, all of the stuff that was more management oriented. But the technical part of it I wrote with some very valuable help from Severo Ornstein, who's a hardware guy. As part of the proposal, I had to describe what the hardware was.
Right.
I was a hardware designer, and I didn't consider myself a real-time system programmer. But, you know, I could sit down with them and say to Severo, well, here's how the hardware has to work. You know, this thing comes in, has to do this, and this. And he'd be designing in real time as I was talking. I mean, it was just, you know, just sort of manufacturing the specs on the spot. And we put the whole proposal together, and it went in, and it won. And so here I was, you know, trying to figure out.
Had larger players bid